Now, let me move on from that, because we're talking about things that are very practical today. We are really getting down to the nitty-gritty, right down where the rubber meets the road, right down where the ball hits the bat. That's the place. This is where we live and move and have our being today. Now he says, verse 6, who have borne witness of thy love before the church. Now, in John's church, these brethren would get back off of a trip. And I have a notion that when they came together for the purpose of worship, that John would say, well, I see brother so-and-so. He's been out evangelizing in a certain area, and we'd like to have a word from him. We'd like to have a report of how the Lord led him and how the Lord blessed him. And brother so-and-so would get up, and he'd give his report. And he said, and I came to this place, and there is a brother there by the name of Gaius, as one of the choice servants of God. He opened his house, and he doesn't do it for everybody because he certainly examined me, and he made an inspection of me to make sure that I was teaching the Word of God, whether I believed the Word of God, whether I was walking in love or not. And he tested me, and he found out that I was, and he just opened up his heart and his home to me, and we had wonderful fellowship. Now, John's writing Gaius, and he said, you know, I've heard that now from several, and I want you to know how it delights my heart. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers. Verse 6, who have borne witness of thy love before the church, whom, if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Now, before, you remember in the second epistle, he says that if you bid Godspeed to these false teachers, you are a partaker with them. You're guilty. But now, if you help those who are giving out the Word of God, who do believe it, who are walking in love, he says here, you do well. This is something that actually you should be doing. Why? Verse 7, because for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. Now, he says, these brethren, they went forth, trusting the Lord. And you opened up your house and home to them. And they're genuine. They're real. And you receive them. Now, he makes a tremendous statement here. He says, taking nothing from the Gentiles. And that, my friend, is another way of testing that which is really genuine or not. Is it a religious racket for money that's trying to get every Tom, Dick, and Harry to donate, to give to the cause? Or is it a work of the Lord that depends on the Lord's people? Now, John says these men that were true men, they would take nothing of the Gentiles. And he means unbelievers here, those that are unbelievers. He would take nothing from them. And I've tried to make it clear on this broadcast. I don't always, I guess, make it clear, but I try to say that we're just asking believers to support the program. If you're listening in today and you're not a Christian, you may be a church member. Frankly, we don't mean you. We'd rather for you not to give. We hope you'll listen. We even hope you'll send and get the notes and outlines. But very frankly, friends, I don't really believe God can bless what an unbeliever gives. And even if you gave to us, I don't think God could use that. And that's the reason we encourage that. And this is, we believe, the scriptural method. These men went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. They would not appeal to unbelievers to give to the Lord's work. And now I'm just speaking for myself, and I know there's a lot of disagreement, but I do not believe that unbelievers should be asked to support the Lord's work. I think that as the ark went through the wilderness, carried on the shoulders of priests, you couldn't even put it on a cart. God says the priests are to carry it, and God's priests are his believers. Every believer's a priest, and you and I are to carry the Lord Jesus Christ into this world today. And therefore, we do not ask unbelievers to give, but we do ask believers, and especially those that not only believe in Christ, but believe that we are giving out the Word of God today and believe that this is God's method. Those we do ask, we don't apologize for that because we believe the Lord's work is to be carried forward in that method. This is a tremendous little epistle.